Well, Mrs. Johnson, my interpretation is that explaining away Hamlet's behavior as insanity is a limiting and unenlightening approach to the text. As I've argued, his behavior is perfectly consistent with his stated goals. Rather, my viewpoint is that Hamlet's fatal flaw is his arrogance. If he had killed Claudius at the end of Act 3, Scene 3, we, the audience, know there wouldn't have been any downsides. So why doesn't he? Because he believes he needs to act such that there aren't any mistakes in where the king's soul goes. Let me say that again. Hamlet feels that he needs to intervene, or else God himself might make a mistake. Which, as Claudius's lines afterwards confirm, wouldn't have happened. The sheer arrogance of, "Oh, I'm sorry. I've spoken too long. Class is over, isn't it? We didn't even have time to select partners for our group projects. I suppose we can just partner up in our own time between classes." "Oh, okay, good. I'd hate to ruin an opportunity for further study. Well, I guess that's all for now. Goodbye, everyone." "Hey, you. You're my partner. Follow me. This is my room. I brought you here so that we could work on our project together as soon as possible. And also, so I could ask you. All class today, you were looking back and forth between your phone and me with such a strange look on your face. Wide-eyed, almost disbelieving. Just what did you find so interesting?" "Yes, I really do want to know." "You were really looking at this in the middle of lecture? At this cosplay slut? God, I can't believe you. What would you have done if Miss Johnson had called on you? And also, why were you sneaking glances at me while looking at these?" "She looks like me? I don't see it. I mean, I guess we have similar haircuts. But come on, she's wearing a mask that's..." "You have more." "Oh, well, I guess she does kind of resemble me. A little. But she's wearing glasses in that one. You can't..." "Well, that certainly does look like me wearing a plug suit. And there's me in a sexy Santa dress. And that's a gif of me masturbating in a Japanese schoolgirl uniform. Please let me explain. It's true. I used to be a cosplay model for those kinds of shoots. And I also camgirled on the side. It was just work. I needed the money, and there's only so many ways for a young girl without a degree. These pictures don't say anything about me, so just forget you ever saw them, okay?" "What do you mean there's still more?" "Rumors? You can't really believe everything you read in a comment section for porn. Can you?" "Industry rumors? You've heard that I used to be a total slut who slept with my photographers and producers? And that I went to cons just so I could spend days on end getting railed by fans nonstop?"
That's completely untrue. Those are baseless, unfounded rumors. I'm not a slut. I'm not.
I'm really not.
You saw them? Please turn that off. I can't believe I wound up going to school with a fan. Look, it's true that I used to sleep around. A lot. But that's not the person I am anymore. Really. All I want is to finish school, get a degree, and go on to become a stable, working, normal woman. The slutty cosplayer is gone. And I don't want her to ever come back. So please don't tell anyone about this. I don't want everyone to start treating me the way I used to, the way I used to get treated. You're hard. Don't try and deny it. Your cock is straining against your pants so much. So much. I can almost make out the exact size and shape of your dick. It looks like it's about to pop out. Such a long, thick cock, breaking free of its confines and filling the room with its masculine pheromone. Which is why, if you promise to keep this a secret, I'll take care of it for you. I mean, I don't want to feel that fat, gross, huge cock inside me or anything. But if it means keeping my secret safe, I guess I can live with it. Don't try to pretend. This is what you want. This is what men want. This is what I do with men. Just watch. I'm doing to take that dick right out and you're... Oh, this cock. It's so big. It's wonderful. It's nice and hard. So thick. And the smell. The entire room already reeks of manhood. God, I just want to... Well, that's what you wanted me to say, isn't it? That sort of slutty dialogue. It used to make me really popular. Back at my old hangouts. So, I just thought, if I did it here, you'd be more likely to follow my request. That's all. Really. Now just... let me... this taste. It's so familiar. I used to love this so much. The flavor, as it slides across my tongue, it fills my entire mouth, seeps downward into my lungs, and from there, it spreads throughout my entire body and fills my brain. It's so good. So tasty. So right. Yes, yes, grab my head. Go ahead and fuck me on your big fat cock. I can take it. Are you still holding out? I must be losing my touch. I used to be able to make any guy blow in 5 minutes. You already beat yourself completely empty while looking at my pictures? Well, isn't that flattering? Disgusting. I mean, totally disgusting. You pervert. Well, I already decided to make you come, so let's... give those balls of yours a little attention so they know how to start working extra hard to make me lots and lots of tasty cum. Mm. So only a few short hours ago, you came all over yourself, over and over again, while thinking about me? Is that it? Mm-hmm. Did you spray globs of thick cum all over your hand? Your thighs? Your legs? Your sheets? Mm. Did any of it hit the phone you were watching me on? Mm. The one you used to show me the pictures? Do I have traces of your cum on me already? You know, I thought you might have. I could smell it. Mm. And taste it. This strong, salty flavor on your dick. Mm. I know it better than I know anything else. It used to be my favorite flavor in the world. Mm. Still not sharing? You must have really milked yourself dry. In that case, I think I might have to use my secret weapon. Mm. Take a look at my tits. Aren't they so big and firm? They used to be my greatest asset. There aren't a lot of cosplay models out there who have naturally big breasts. Especially ones that are large enough to pass as real-life anime girls. They're so big. And bouncy. And sensitive. When I decided to stop all that, I started wearing heavy-duty bras and breast binders so they wouldn't call so much attention. This is the first time I've really had them out in a while. It feels kind of good. So, I've did all this for your sake, remember? Wanna feel? Oh, yes. Oh, do they feel nice? Aren't they just so soft and squishy? You can squeeze them a little harder. Yeah. Just like that, if you want. Oh, gods, yes, just like that. Just clamp down on those tits with your hands. Grab them hard. Use them rough. Just get behind me so that you can wrap your arms around me and really get a firm hold on my tits. Press them together. Dig your fingers into them. Oh, yeah. Pinch the nipples and tease the undersides. They're pretty big, aren't they? If I hadn't been pressing them down, I don't think they'd have fit into that top. Gods, why did I have to be born with such an indecent body? You like it that way? It's just a perverted comment. So why does this make me so happy? Did you picture things like this when you were masturbating to me? Did you imagine how these big tits would feel in your hands? How hard you could squish them? How I'd moan under your touch? And while you did, did you grab that hard cock of yours like it was the only thing left in the entire world and pissed in your hand for dear life? Oh, yeah, just a little rougher. Beat yourself raw in your desperation. Losing everything to pleasure. even after you'd already come multiple times, spraying your juices everywhere, again and again, and completely reducing yourself to a filthy, perverted animal that lives only for sex? Your body just couldn't get enough, could it? You need sex more than you need food or water or air. Sex, sex, sex. What? Hey, careful with my nipples. You can't just pinch them so hard or tug them like that. It hurts. No, it didn't feel good. To feel good from being used so roughly? Just what kind of pervert do you take me for? What I just said? That was just dirty talk. I just said whatever I thought you would make a disgusting man like you feel good. Honestly, I barely even remember any of it now. I was not projecting. You know what? You've had enough play. We're only doing this to make you come, so why don't you just let me jerk you off of my tits and finish this already? Does this feel good enough for you? Feeling these soft, milky breasts wrapping around this throbbing shaft? Did you hope this would happen? Did you expect that the dirty cosplay slut you jacked off to would let you feel her tits in real life? You're really feeling it, aren't you? After you use that rough, masculine hand of yours to beat yourself completely raw, is the soft skin of a woman's breasts just too much for you? Go ahead, enjoy yourself. When it comes to titty fucking, I'm confident I won't lose to anyone in size, technique, or enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, just, you know. I'm not a slut. What? Hey, don't start thrusting into me like that. I'm not a sex toy. Gods, your hands on my breasts feel so rough. Grabbing them so hard, the shape is changing. That kind of hurts, you know. But if it'll help you get off, I guess it's okay. Just a little, though. There's something that will get you off even faster? What? Putting it between my nipples? But that's... No, there's absolutely no problem with that. None whatsoever. There's no way that just using my nipples would be any sort of problem. Okay, so here I go. Nothing's wrong. I feel totally fine. The feeling of your manly cock still reeking of seed, scraping against my sensitive tips. I'm absolutely just doing that for your sake. This doesn't feel good for me at all. In fact, I hate it. I really hate it. And I really hate you. I hate you so fucking much. Why did you have to come into my life? Why did you have to see those pictures? Why did you have to let me know you knew? And why did you wait until you were empty? Ah, there's some pre-cum, finally. It's so good. Oh, I went for it so fast. I let you slip out of me. I'm sorry. When I see something tasty on a guy's cock, I just have to get it. It's like a reflex. That little bead means you're getting close to coming, right? Gonna give me a shower of that sweet white jizz? Just let me wrap back around you and... Come on. Come on already. Those heavy balls of yours have had more than enough time to fill back up with cum. Just shoot it all out already. You know how it feels to come everywhere while thinking about my tits. Now feel how much better it is coming on them. Come. Come. Give me your cum. Oh man, that's a pretty impressive load. It looks like you spilled a whole jug of milk and then used my tits like some dirty rag to clean it up. Usually, I only get this much after a full orgy. You sure you were really that empty? My entire head is filled with the smell of semen. Oh, it's so strong. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Well, I guess we have our agreement now. You keep my shameful past between you and me now, okay? Or, that wasn't really enough to satisfy you, was it? I mean, you got so interested in me because you thought I was some totally helpless, incurable nympho pervert, right? And you found that so sexy that you just had to masturbate as soon as you saw, right? You really look at me with lustful eyes? Then you can't possibly be satisfied yet. There's no way a pervert that would ever be satisfied with just that. A pervert like you. I mean, I'm not a pervert. I'm a poor, innocent victim being blackmailed for an innocent, youthful mistake or two, or every waking moment of my life for several years. And now, here I am, about to strip naked so I can take another cock inside of me, feel a man penetrate into me and claim my body as his own. Until he finally comes into my womb. I can't take this anymore. I need this. I don't care if it's from the front or behind, standing, sitting, or lying down. I just need to feel you inside me already. Please, please, I haven't felt it in so long. I need this. I need this. I need... it's... oh... ooh, a cock inside me. I have a cock inside me. I have a cock inside me. Boy, it's good to be back. How does it feel? I got some seriously thorough training back in the day on top of my naturally sexy body. So I'm confident I have the best, tightest, wettest pussy in the entire world. Aren't you just so happy to be inside it? I'm happy. I'm so, so happy. I'm so happy I didn't even realize how unhappy I was not being happy before. That doesn't make any sense, does it? That's okay. A girl like me trying to make sense is definitely a waste of time. Do you want to move? Or should I? You can move. That's usually how it is. Men take me by the hips, or the hair, or the tits, and just fuck me senseless with their big, hard cocks, and I scream, and scream, and scream. Because it feels so good. Yes, that's it. Thrust into me. Shove that cock all the way inside of me. Wrap me around that cock like a car that hit a tree. Destroy me. Reshape me back into a hole that only exists to be fucked. This is who I am. This is who I'm supposed to be. I tried so, so hard to be normal. I really did, but... the moment I'm alone with a man, my body fires up like a must-soaked bitch in heat. I'm a filthy pervert who's desperate for cock. A dirty girl. A submissive, masochistic sex toy. Gods, yes. Grab my tits. They're all yours. Every part of me is yours. Don't hold back anything. Squeeze my tits as hard as you like. Turn them to your shape. Leave handprints on them. They exist to make you feel good. Every part of me exists to make you feel good. This slutty little mouth. The tightness of my throat. My pretty face, these big, soft tits, my round ass, and every inch of my tight little pussy from my soaking entrance to the back of my womb. None of it serves any purpose other than to milk cum out of dicks. Yes, yes, play with my nipples. Oh, they're so sensitive. They're so sensitive. They're as sensitive as my pussy. It feels so good. Roll them between your fingers. Pull on them. Everything you could possibly do with them, I'll enjoy.
Don't worry about me. I'm just a woman who doesn't have any other purpose than servicing men. So use me the way you want. Ah, pressing your fingers into my nipples. Like they're a pair of buttons. Buttons for pleasure? What? Every time you press into me, I tighten up? I'm sorry. I'll try to be a good little fuck doll and tighten up all the time, but... It's like you're digging into my breasts as well as my pussy. Ravaging my body like a rampaging bull. Just as strong, just as virile, and just as well hung. Oh, I can feel it. Reaching all the way to the back. When you come, it's totally going to flood into my womb. You're such a stud. Fucking me so hard with such a big cock. You'll probably wind up completely filling me. Ugh, my head is ringing with the sounds of our hips hitting and my own moans. The entire room reeks of sex. And there's nothing, nothing in all the world except for me and my partner. There's nothing to life but sex. I don't want to be normal. I want dick my whole life. Nothing but dick. I don't care how I get it. I just want to make cocks come with my body. All day, every day, all the time. Your cock is starting to feel pretty tense. Close? What's setting you off? My tight pussy? The feel of you mauling my tits? Or is it just how slutty I am? Oh, I need to know so I can make you feel better and better and make you come more and more. Please, I want you to come inside me so much. Do whatever you have to. Fuck my pussy. Grab my tits. Squeeze me. Use me. Go as hard as you can. Make me take it all. I exist to make you feel good. I want to be soaked in your seed. Ugh, I can't live without sex. I need it. I need it. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Hey. Come, 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 come. Oh. Sex. Oh, so good. Whew. I loved that. The feeling of that thick cum shooting inside me. While my own orgasm shook my entire body. I feel complete. This is me. The real me. The slutty girl who got into cosplay so that she could get paid to meet perverted men to fuck. The girl with cum soaked all the way into her brain. Ooh, was it worth it? Bringing me back? Oh, good. Because I don't ever want to quit this again. Living like this feels amazing. I must have been out of my mind to have quit. Ooh, your cock's all dirty. Let me clean it for you. Your cum and mine. Mixed together. And licked off such a strong, thick cock. My favorite. Call me as soon as you're ready to go again, okay? I want to feel that constantly. Our group project? What's that even about? I'm going to drop out and go back to living every day just getting off. I still know some contacts from the industry, and even if things don't work out with them, you think the men of the world could stand to abandon a chance with such a slutty, slutty girl like me? Oh? You seem really upset for a guy who just came. If me leaving bothers you that much, well, then you'll just have to try and keep me for yourself. Think you're up to it, champ? Then I'm ready to go again. Oh, you aren't feeling up to it? Finally completely exhausted? Then I guess I'll go get my fix elsewhere. Oh, no, no, no. Don't complain. This is what you wanted, isn't it? The slutty nymphomaniac who can't get enough dick? I was serious when I said you could ask me for it whenever you wanted, you know. You feel amazing, and I'll always be ready for more of that. Just don't complain if I decide you by yourself isn't enough. You see, I'm feeling really, really, really backed up.